From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Cameron Byerly reading Ice by Shane Johnson. We begin with the prologue. The Lord said, "Behold, they are one people, and they all have the same language, and now nothing which they purpose to do will be impossible for them." Genesis 11:6. Stars. So many stars. He sat there on the cold, rough stone of a dusty boulder, leaning against the high stone crag of a house-sized rock that rose behind him and disappeared into the darkness above. The multiple layers of his suit did not allow him to feel the uneven texture of the stone beneath him, making his repose more comfortable than it might otherwise have been. Peering upward through the transparent faceplate of his pressure helmet, the man's eyes danced from one sparkling pinpoint to the next as he marveled at the extreme brightness of the heavenly body's steady light. Never had they looked like this against the skies of home. Here, hidden away, many miles from the harsh glare of the sun, his eyes drank in all that the stars had to give. He sat in a place that had never known sunlight or warmth, a place so dark he could not see the ground around him or even the heavy garment that he wore. Indeed, the only way he could determine the position of the smooth mountainous horizon before him was the sharp cessation of the stars themselves, where the velvet void in which they silently and eternally swam suddenly yielded to an unforgiving blackness,